You're listening to SBS News.
An historic moment to overturn a 119-year-old law. A bill to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales has received the final seal of approval, passing the state parliament's lower house with cross-party support. There were handshakes, hugs and smiles both inside and outside parliament. For New South Wales Greens MP Jenny Leong, it's been a tough fight to get abortion legalised.
We have finally got it done, and it is a truly historic day to see that actually we are moving closer to the idea of gender equality by recognising that women don't need laws made in this parliament controlling what happens to their own bodies.
Anne Brazel, the CEO of Family Planning New South Wales, says the bill is long overdue.
Oh, look, it's hard to believe it's come today. It's been a lot of work for so many. I'm just proud it has come because we've just changed the world for women in New South Wales.
It was a significant milestone, but the state premier was not in the chamber for the final vote. Gladys Berejiklian defended her absence.
Because I had to run the state. And if there was a vote, I would have been there. But to be honest, my first priority is to run New South Wales. That is my priority. When I'm required to be in the chamber, I am.
The controversial bill ignited mass protests, heated political debates, and almost led to a state government leadership spill. Opponents to the bill, including state Liberal MP Kevin Connolly, were again scathing of the final outcome.
Today is a sad day for New South Wales. It's the first time in decades that we have on our statute books a law that allows one person to kill another.
Sydney's Catholic Archbishop Anthony Fisher has released a statement calling it a defeat for humanity and saying it may be the worst law passed in New South Wales in modern times. The abortion bill that finally passed is more conservative than the original one first introduced by independent Alex Greenwich last month. Some of the amendments include a ban on gender-selective terminations and stricter regulation around late-term abortions. The most vocal opponent of the bill, Liberal MP Tanya Davies, said she and a group of Conservative MPs had worked hard to make those changes so the bill is in a better form.
This is a highly massive issue in the minds of our community, and that's why we fought so hard to actually try and bring back the bill from the extreme nature to try and reflect the concerns of our community.
The abortion bill now heads to the state governor to be formally made into law. Lydia Feng, SBS News. We'll be right back.